Blog Talk Radio.
We greet you tonight in the precious name of Jesus. This is the Agape Word by Prayer Delivery Ministry. Pastor Ruth from North Carolina will welcome you on November 17, 2021. We do give God the glory, the praise, and honor to be here tonight in the land of the living to bring forth His Word, to minister to the needs of His people, to pray with you, and also declare the Word of God upon your life. We pray that during these dark days and time that we can lift your spirit up and help to teach you to get your hope and your trust in God and in His Word in the name of Jesus, because there's so much going on and so much happening. So many people are deviating from the Word of God. So the Word of God is what's going to keep you living. It is the truth. You know, there are many truths, many facts, but the truth of it is the true Word of God. So we thank you tonight, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the people that may call in. We thank you already for your blessing, God. We thank you already, Lord God, for your love and your mercy and your kindness. We thank you, God, for your spirit tonight. Your spirit. Lord God, we call on you tonight. I call on you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would actually, Lord God, send a revival, you know, not a church revival, but a revival that touched your hearts and your people all over the land, wherever we may be, in the name of Jesus. Reveal yourself, Lord God. We need to see a move of the Holy Spirit, because, Lord, there's so much going on. So much people is out there turning their backs on you, Lord God. There's so much people preaching and teaching in and everything. They come against in and everything, God. People need to know the truth. They need you to reveal it to them, Father God. And they need the same. They need the grace. They need the whatever it is, Father God, in order to be able to speak the truth to people, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, and Lord God, and be able, Lord God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, to stand against the enemy, to stand against the rejection, stand against whatever it is that's trying to pull them down. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the precious name of Jesus, we give you the glory, God. We give you the praise and the honor, Lord God, right now. I pray for the people on the street, Father God. I pray for people, Lord God, who don't have a home, Lord God. I pray for the people that's going through the COVID, Father God, or any other sickness and disease, Father God. Those who are in the hospital, God, for whatever reason, I send the healing word to them right now to raise them up and use them for your glory, Father God. Save the one that needs to be saved, God. Strengthen the one that needs to be strengthened, Father God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, and loose whatever needs to be loose from heaven to your people right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank and we praise you because you are the Almighty God. You have all powers in your hands, Father God, in the name of Jesus. The only power that someone else have is, Lord God, you have to give it to them, and we have to allow the enemy, Lord God, to take the power that you even give us to use it. But help us to be strengthened. Help us, Lord God, to be strong in you, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord, and we just thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you for what you're going to do, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your divine purpose and your will, Father. I pray tonight, Father God, that your divine will be done, Father, in the name of Jesus, that whatever you has purpose, because you are all wise, you know what we need, you know what you has planned for us, Father, and a lot of times we don't know, because what we have to realize, Father, the many mistakes that we have made in the past, Father, by making decisions that wasn't yours, God, or making decisions that we thought come from you, God, but to come from our flesh, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord, I'm asking you to come against any kind of false teaching, false prophecy, or whatever it is that people out here, God, is going and saying things that's contrary to your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. We come against that. We put it down. We break it down. And Father, help your people to get in the word so they'll know when they're being told something or something being said, whether you speak it in scripture. But one thing, Lord God, I understand with the word of God, Lord God, you should seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else is going to be added unto us, Lord God. And a lot of people, they're not seeking for the kingdom of heaven. They're not seeking for your will. They're seeking for their will. And Father, you tell us in your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus, if we seek our own life and don't give it up, and it's really not the life that you got for us, we're going to lose it anyway. So, Father, help us today. Help me to reveal truth unto your people. Your truth, not my truth, but your truth. Open up my understanding, Father, to your word in the name of Jesus. Lord God, what you would have me to give to people, Father. Lord God, you let it be a truth to, you know, in my spirit. Father, don't let me get in the flesh and tell anyone anything, God, but whatever your will is tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I just continue to pray and lift people up, Father God. But, Lord God, I also ask you to lift me up, keep me lifted up, Father God. Keep me, Lord God, to understand, to go your divine purpose and will and your way, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we just pray for every minister that you have called and truly called, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father, for those that you have called and have not stepped out, God. I pray, Father God, that you set the fire upon them, God, and let them realize, Father, there are people out there that need what you have experienced and go through, Father God. There are people that you have called out, Father God, to each and every person, Father God, that we must minister the needs of, supply that need in whatever it is, God, whether it's through the word, whether through finance, whether through wisdom, God, whether through love, God, or whatever it is. When we are born again, when you have equipped us and we walking in with everything that somebody else needs. But, God, we're so selfish, and we come against the selfish spirit right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We break his power in the mighty name of Jesus. And, God, and we just thank you. We thank you for just being so merciful to us. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you, God, for all that you're doing and going to do, God. We just thank you right now in the name of Jesus, in the precious name of Jesus. And, God, and help us to be real, Father. Help us to be real. Help us, Father God, to realize and know, Father God, you are our Savior. You are our Lord Jesus Christ, Father. Lord God, we praise you for your mercy. We praise you for your kindness. We just praise you, Father God, in all that you do and all that you're going to do, Father. Lord God, we just lift you up right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Father and God, you said whatever in your word that we ask you according to the word of God, and we believe, we receive, we have whatsoever we ask. And this prayer, Father, I ask you in the name of your son, Jesus, Lord God, that you would honor the prayer and answer, Father God, in every aspect. I thank you for what I do see you doing. I thank you for the changes I do see you making, Father. Lord God, but continue to make changes in me. Father, continue to keep me strong in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. But I'm asking you for wisdom, asking you for instruction, asking you for direction, for your will and your purpose for my life and this ministry, Father, in the name of Jesus. I may go forth and do what you would have me to do, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you and we praise you for all things. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. But I will read the 91st Psalm until I see whether anyone will call in tonight, you know, because, like I said, I want to show God that I will be faithful. I am faithful to his will for my life right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just give you all praise, all glory, and all honor for what you want to do and what you have already done tonight, Father. Help us, Lord God, to stay focused. Help us, Lord God, to really to seek your face and seek what you're doing, what you want to do, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just thank and we praise you for what you're going to do in the precious name of Jesus, in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, we just give you honor and glory and praise. We're going to read the scripture, but I see we've got one hand, so I'm going to go ahead and take it before I go to the word, just in case the Holy Spirit get me started with the word and I don't have the time stop, so I take this call and see. So, Father, we just thank you right now for the one that's calling in, and I'm going to go ahead and open up the mic and then and then I can go to the word if nobody else don't put their hands up. 251-342, who are we speaking with? Where are you calling from?
This is Latrice from Alabama, Apostle.
Praise God. This is Latrice from Alabama. How may we assist you tonight?
I have prayer requests, please.
Mm-hmm.
I have some calls. One is for Quentin Love. Last name Love.
Mm-hmm.
He is at the ER with chest pains and blood pressure extremely high.
Mm-hmm.
And the family's requesting prayer. Then I had a prayer request for James Rogers, Randy Rogers. He's having to have surgery of some sort, and believing God that that'll work out as well. And I have
James Rogers, and who has the other name? James Rogers, and who else?
Oh, that, I was saying James Rogers, who is Randy.
Oh.
And then I have a young man, one of my classmates. His name is Stephen Stacco, S-T-A-C-O.
Mm-hmm.
And I have another request. His name is David, but I do not. I didn't get David's last name.
Okay.
But I'm believing God and ask that you all agree with me as touching for that need to be met and bind up the hand of the enemy concerning those prayer requests.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you for your presence that I already feel, Father. So I know, Lord God, when I go before you with this prayer, I know the answer is already here. So we just thank and praise you, Father. First, I pray, Lord God, for Quentin Love and the hospital, Father, and even with the family, Father, send the angels, the healing angels to that hospital right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we ask you the problem, I think you said the blood pressure, whatever it is, God, we asking you for a supernatural miracle. Hallelujah, hallelujah. A supernatural miracle and a testimony, Father God, of your power and of your glory right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. But, Lord, I'm asking you also to reveal that to the family, Father God, in a sense, Lord God, that you are the Lord, that God, that is healing these, Father, and that even if they are close, and they know you draw them closer, Father, with a supernatural miracle right now in the name, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We're going to thank you, and we're going to praise you for that miracle right now, Father God, that forever that you have purpose for their life, we bind up the hands of the enemy in the name of Jesus. In the name of you, no weapon that form against him is going to prosper. Father, for this is the heritage of the Son of God and his righteousness, God. Lord God, we thank you right now. We decree and we declare your divine will and purpose. It shall be done right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we're going to pray, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus for James Roger, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We know that you got a calling on his life, Father God, and we know that even with him, that no weapon that the enemy is using, it's going to prosper in the name of Jesus. We believe it by faith that the word that you have spoken about his life, it shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, because you say your word will not go out and return to you void, but it'll accomplish that which you please and the purpose you send it to it. And Lord God, we speak a mighty deliverance in the name of Jesus, healing in every area. Spiritual, physical, financial, emotional, and every area to his body right now in the hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. God, open up the eyes of his understanding, Father God. Reveal yourself unto him in a way, Father God, that he's going to know and know that he knows that you are real right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, that how he got to line up with the word of God for his life, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. In mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you for your healing touch. Right now, we bind up the hands of the enemy. We have already seen in many ways that the enemy has tried to trip him up, Father God, but you have intervened, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. What the enemy meant to destroy, you have not allowed it to happen right now, and we're going to still stand and believe, Father God, that the purpose and the plan for his life, it shall be, Father God, and even his son right now in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, no matter what the enemy thinks he's doing to try to destroy and to distort, we come against it, we break the power of it right now in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We believe in even with him that he shall be made whole right now in every of his life, and their calling shall come forth. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we believe in, Father God, for you're using for signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just pray for Stephen, Father God, and we pray for David, Father God, and may we lift them up to you right now, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. And we bind up the hands of the enemy even in their life, Father God. You said in your word, if any two touch and agree on anything, you said it shall be done. We touch and agree for their spiritual life and their physical life, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we let the devil know. Your time is up. You can't have them because, Father God, he said in your word in the name of Jesus, when you pray and believe you receive, we have the answer to the prayer. And, Father, we'll be doing that in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, you said if it's in your sovereign will, we have a petition that we desire. And I know it's in your sovereign will to bring deliverance to every one of them right now and add them to the kingdom of God right now in the name of Jesus. So by that, I know, Father God, it is a done deal. And I'm believing, Father God, that the word that you have spoken, that even when I pray, you've got some sweet incense, you're going to answer like lightning. God, for your glory, for your name's sake, for your name's sake, God, we just call it done right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to your name, God. I thank you for your presence that I feel, Father. I know you heard the prayer. I know, Lord God, that you see and you see that we are in agreement. Father God, we just thinking about your kingdom, God. Lord, let your will be done, your kingdom come, and your will be done in every one of our situations right now in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And even, Lord God, hallelujah, for your servant bringing forth the name for the prayer request, God, Lord God, and even for the peoples and thinking about your kingdom, God, we ask you, Lord God, you said whatever seed we sowed, God, you're going to give it back. So, Lord God, we ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because of those seeds, and God, and thinking about somebody else, we ask you to restore it back unto her, Father, 100-fold in the name of Jesus. And, Father, you know there's always a harvest for whatever seed we sow into the kingdom when we're concerned about somebody that has a soul, Father, in the name of Jesus, because that's what you're concerned about, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, and even if the enemy is trying to hold up at the hand of the hold back, Father God, what you have even promised in her life, Father God, Lord, we're going to touch and agree. We're going to ask the angel, we're going to ask, Lord God, hallelujah, the angels, Lord God, to go forward right now, do spiritual warfare, to tear down everything that the enemy has set up and bring to note right now. Father God, let her even see a speedy result on the things, Father God, that you have spoken for her, Father God, to encourage her heart, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank and we praise you now. Lord, we have no doubt that every word that you've spoken, that you shall bring to pass, you want to bring it to pass for your glory, for your name's sake. And, Lord, we just want to give you the glory, give you the honor, give you the praise. And this is everything, Lord God, everything that you have promised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, because we know that every delay is not denial. Every delay is not denial. And, Lord, we thank you for it right now. And we come against anything that the enemy want to bring up to make us think that because of the delay that you have desired. Because the devil is a liar, and he's the father of liars. Because whatever you say, it shall come to pass. And, Father, you said whatever we ask you, in the name of your son, Jesus, you said it shall be done. And this we decree and declare. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. So we say hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I see up here God's presence. Well, I know God heard that prayer.
Thank
and
Lord.
God is already moving and working. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So we thank and we praise God for that. But any more prayer requests or anything you come up on your heart with somebody else, we can pray in agreement before I go to the Word. You hear me?
How about me? I don't have any more. Mm-mm.
Oh, you don't have no more. Okay, well, we're going to go on to the Word. I'm going to go over the Lord. I've been dealing about Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter, which we most all of us know what that's talking about, and what he's saying, in it to us, his people. I'm trying to find my tablet. But anyway, what the Lord has had me to write down, say, people does not realize, I think, that God is the one that keeps the world in his hand, in his order, no matter how it seems like a disorder. Even when they appear to be out of order, God is still in order. He's all-knowing. He knows from the beginning to the end. He knows everything going to come up. and he has a time and a purpose for it. And God usually, like I say, every event of history has been fitted into God's timetable. And that's why a lot of times things just happen. We as people, that's not being, we want it to happen in our timetable. God already got a due time, a timetable already set up. So this is basically what the Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, is talking about. It said to everything, everything, that's meaning I don't care what it is, how it is or whatever, there is a season. That means that is a set of part time or is it a point of time that God has already purposed and set forth for everything. You know, that's why I said I don't care if I stump my toe. He knew that. He has a purpose for it. Now, to the natural mind, you know, people say don't. But the scripture is true. And a time to every purpose. That is a purpose. That is an aim. That is a you know, intention. There is a design for everything that happened. We may see the good, the bad, the indifferent. That's why I tell people a lot of times, even the thing that some people do in the streets, you know, and people don't see the purpose that God has for that. Why would he allow that? Why would that? But scriptures tell us, for every purpose, there is a season, there's an intention, there's a design, for God has it. And since he's all wise, he knows the purpose why he allowed them to do it, say it, or whatever it is. It's up under heaven, or beneath the heaven, however we want to see it. He said it's a time to be born. Just like we know that even in the natural, well, the humans, you have 9 months, but at one time, back when you're going way back, and what I had read, that was a time, I don't know why it changed or why God changed, but it was like they went 10 months in some of the books that I've read and even some of the lost books. But, you know, time became a feeling, a time to be born, a time to die. Whether it's physically dying or whether it's dying in some other area, that's a time for situation, some time to die, for it to, you know, for it to cease to be. Nothing lasts always and forever. But the point of it, sometimes we as people, we think that, you know, things for the last forever. Even when loved ones die, when people die, you know, and some people spiritually die. It's all kind of death that it is. But the Bible said a time to plant. You know, it's time to plant the word, time to plant a seed, or time to plant a garden or whatever it is. It's a time, and that means that since it's a time to do it, we can do each of those things at the wrong time, too. You know, this is why it's so important for us to know the right time when to move on, right, on whatever it is. Just like I tell people, a lot of times even giving a person a word, you know, even though a person want to give a word, but the important thing of it is we need to give that word in the season that God ready for them to have it. Because I can give a word out of season, and God don't even do it because I didn't, you know, didn't seek him at the right time for the planting. But the Bible says a time to pluck up, which is planted. So that's the time to go buy that which has been planted, to pluck it up, you know, to get rid of it, to throw it away. So in everything that God does, there is a reason. I don't see really there no coincidence in God. I really don't. Whatever happened, he has a time and a purpose and a season for it. And it didn't just happen by happen chance, like people say. You know, and that's why a lot of times with me, I said things don't surprise me because it didn't surprise God, so it don't surprise me. But it's a time to kill. So that's the time to kill, and that we know that does not mean it's physically, but people do that too. You know, but I say to get rid of it or whatever terminology we want to use. They said it's a time to kill, a time to heal. So what it said, in everything, there's a time for it. That means that we can do it before time, ahead of time, or after time, and it could be the wrong time. It could be the wrong time. That's why I say even with people healing, no matter how much we pray and believe for healing, God still has a time. Because he's doing a work a lot of time in that person's life or in my life, and he may not bring forth healing. Because I constantly tell people about the back problem that I had getting hurt with the herniated disc. You know, it's been 30 years. God told me, said he's going to heal me and deliver me. Now, I don't see him and me praying for other people and situations he'll heal other people, but he chose not to heal that. But he give me the grace to be able to, you know, continue to do or get around or whatever, but he's got a time for it. So what I do, I rest in that, I don't keep bugging him, but Lord, what are you going to say? You hear me? You say you're going to hear me. Because one thing that I have noticed with the Lord with me, he don't even have anyone, I'm talking out of the prophetic, even bringing that up. Or if they see it, he won't let them say anything. You know, because I do know there are times, and I said special trained or prophetic people, they can see something, but if they ain't got time for the release, they won't release it. Now, an immature person will, but a most mature person, and I can tell if I'm in the present, I can tell when they're seeing something and they're not saying what they're seeing. You know, I can tell that. I'm not saying every one of them, but I can do that. But anybody, where the Bible says there's a time to break down and a time to build up. So that's even in, it's not in the natural, because a lot of times you better go do something, I'll say renovate a house or build a house or whatever. That's time comes that you may have to tear the whole thing down and rebuild it back up. May have to tear something else down on or use a person's life. In order for God to work his will in people's life, God has to tear down some things that they done build up in their mind, in the action, and all this stuff. So he was used, not only scripture, but he would use people, especially to my anointed people, to see things that these people build up that must come down before they can move ahead, you know, before they can go ahead in life. So there's a time for everything. It's a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance. Everything is when we begin to go back in scripture, there's a time for it. So that means if there's a time for it, there's a time for it for it not to happen also. You know, you can't have the time and in that Paul's time, you know, not to have. It said, the fifth verse said, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stone together, a time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing. So even with the embracing, a lot of time you got people that, you know, every time they meet people, and I'm not talking about during the pandemic now, they think, but they always used to hug, I wonder why they don't. But they're not thinking about scripture. Scripture, there's a time to embrace and a time not to embrace. And I remember the Lord had a prophet tell me some years back, I don't know, maybe 15 years, I'm not sure exactly, I never keep up with it, told me, he said, God said, you hug too much. I've never thought about it. I mean, it's just something I did or something I failed to do. So because the anointing is not used just to do it like that. It's the anointing is to be used because when you hug or whatever it is, if God has placed you in that place, then that could be deliverance for that person. It's not just something you do. If it is, got you hugging people, because that person needs to know that somebody cares, they love them. God has a purpose for it, rather than just hugging. But the Bible says a time to get and even a time to lose. Or the King James said the word get here means basically it says seek. You know, it's amazing sometimes what the word is saying and what it really means. It says a time to keep and time to cast away. Some things we need to get rid of because some things can't, other things can't come in or new things can't come in. So sometimes we throw away other stuff. And sometimes with a lot of time with people, because I remember, like I said, the Lord had a lady to tell me, prophets to tell me sometime way back when he was sending me to my new home. So the only thing he wanted me to take use there was myself. But me being Carmine at the time, even though I've been in the Lord, but, you know, I'm listening to other people and saying that they're saying what God wants you to have, I was telling God, I said, but, Lord, I said, that's something I would like to take. And I disagreed the Lord hard so that he had the person, I didn't say it out, had the person say that he would still allow me to take something, but he really didn't want me to take nothing used there. But I was really thinking in terms of my books and stuff. I wasn't thinking a whole lot about a whole lot of other stuff. So there is a time to lose and time to keep and a time to cast away, you know, get rid of stuff. Because sometimes, like I say, he can't let other stuff come in of the better stuff he got for us because we want to hold on to the old stuff and we want to hold on to stuff that such and such a person gave me. And we don't discern, maybe that person that gave it to us had hatred in their heart toward us. And a lot of times what people don't realize, if I hold on to something like that, then I'm holding on to, because it came from a spirit. And that's why he said to get rid of it or either something out of the past. Like I had a lot of old CDs and things of the music I had when I was in the world. You know, I wasn't playing them, But the Lord had this prophet say, this, God said, a lot of you got stuff out of the past. You need to get rid of it. You need to throw it away. You need to do something with it, you know, of old pictures of old boyfriends, you know, and all that stuff, you know. And so even in the selling, I didn't question it, but I just began to get rid of it because, like I say, it's, I didn't know God like that, and if they'd been experienced with God, they knew more than I did, you know. So I began to get rid of all that stuff, and like I said, a lot of times the old music, and the old music sometimes that some of them songs will come back and be playing in your head, you know, and all when you put them, got rid of all the past. And I've heard somebody say recently they enjoy all music. So I can't see how they can have the Holy, real Holy Spirit and do that, because with me, it can be sometime when I have the TV going with the commercial. I couldn't stand to hear it. It just bothered me, you know. So, but I believe in my heart, the more flesh that people steal in, the more they can enjoy the things of the world and things of the past. But anyway, the next one say a time to rend, I mean a time to tear, a time to sow. Put it back together, put something back together. It's a time to keep silent and a time to speak. So that coming back, like I say, even with the fruit of the Spirit operating in our life, that we have to learn to have self-control over some things. So that's back to the individual. It's up to have that self-control. Sometimes people pray, I want you to pray the Lord will help me keep my mouth shut. No, you need to learn how to keep it shut. But the Holy Ghost is always there to help us. Like I say, a lot of times, especially in people's lives, I really don't like to speak nothing unless the Holy Spirit said, because I have been so disappointed by people being so quick to give a word or quick to say something or quick to whatever. You know, even with me, a lot of times I had learned. A lot of times when I'm going through something, when I'm looking for something, certain people I wouldn't even mention around, because the first thing I mention, they got a word. You know, they got a word. You know, a lot of times it be the wrong thing that they're saying. So he's just letting us know, you know, God's got a timing. He got a timing when he really want to encourage someone to let them know, you know, whatever I promise you, I'm still going to do it. You know, I'm still going to do it. But anyway, the Bible says it's a time to love and a time to hate. I mean, a strong dislike, and not necessarily hating a person, but that's sometimes the way people are. The conversation, the attitude, or whatever it is, we should have a strong dislike for it and not want to be around or hear because of what the Word of God say. And one of my things is complaining. You know, I can't really deal with that too good. I'd rather not be around people that complain all the time. I know things are bad. I know things are hard. I go through them. But I know complaining don't help me either, and talking about it don't help me. A lot of times now, there will come a time, like I say, if I need to, that somebody going to stand with me and going to come against it or pray against it, and I might seek the need to do that. But I have dealt with a lot of, and I could say, Lord, forgive me, but I call them liver lips during my course of growing in the Lord. They always had a word to say, but you should always be carnal-minded. It does not really come from the Bible. So I just had to learn to shut up. I couldn't even really tell people when I was going to buy something. But the first thing they say, and I'm talking about the one that said they believers, well, how are you going to do that? You don't need that. You don't need this. Or why are you going to do this? And like I tell people, it's not coming out of your pocket. What do you got to do with it? So I just learned to shut up with them. I learned, too, a lot of times if I needed a financial blessing, usually when I did, it was always bless somebody else. I would call straight prayer lines. I didn't call the one that said they Christians, because the first thing they say, well, you don't need no money, you're rich. But then again, if I'm rich, why you not receive the things that God gave me to say? So I had to stop, and you learn how to guard your own heart. It's, to me, it's not being funny with people, but you don't want to be so that you always stay down. So those people that always come against you like that automatically let you know they're against you. They're not really for you. They're actually jealous. So you have to learn to do what the Bible says. But the Bible says it's a time to war. And I believe in my heart this is not a physical fight it's talking about, but war in the spirit. And how do you do that? By Ephesians 6, chapter 10, verse down, putting on the whole armor of God, about talking about persevering. You was talking about fighting a good fight of faith. And like I said, people, the Lord would never put those things in the Bible if we wouldn't have to go through some fights, spiritual warfare, or somebody trying to keep us from getting what we need to go and do. That's automatically in Scripture. And here it's saying a time to war and a time of peace. What that means is I'm not going to always have peace. Peace is not going to always come. The peace that I should have is the peace within me, not around me. But a lot of people have it wrong. They think Scripture is talking about the peace around them. Everybody or everything around me is supposed to be peaceful. But that's not what God gives peace to. God gives peace in our spirit, first of all. You know, and that peace that he gives us is to let us know, you know, that's my peace, so you stand still and you'll be still. And there is time in the Scripture. It talks about when your ways please me. And basically what that means is when I'm doing what God say do, I'm doing what God won't do. Not just because I'm doing some religious duty, some religious thing, because I could be doing that and still not what he want me to do. But he say, I give you peace when your ways please me, your enemy. And so basically what that means is cause I see that done in my life and I've seen it done in the past. A lot of people that love to want to argue, debate. It came up times when I didn't give in to them. I didn't, you know, follow up with it and all that stuff. Didn't hold nothing in my heart. Anything. The Lord made it be so that a lot of times people used to tell me, said, I wanted to call you, but I got busy. I don't say anything. I kind of laugh because I knew he didn't mind because they wanted to call just to debate and argue. So there is a time when the Scriptures tell us when your ways please me. And this is why I tell you, please God by obeying him, delighting yourself in his ways. Then he will call the enemy, not that they're going to disappear, but they won't be able to get to you. But you're going to always have an enemy, always, unless we go up on the ground, up on the dirt. But the Bible says, what a time to love, a time to hate. Oh, I've read that before, and a time to war, a time to peace. He said, what profit has he that worketh in that wherein he labors or work hard or struggle with the work, because the grace of God, even though all these things be there, but the grace of God within a person, if they're doing what they're called to do, they have more ease with doing it, even though all of those things are there. But God has given them the grace to do it. This is why I see some things some people do, and I tell people, I don't have the grace to do it because I can't deal with that. I can't handle that. It's nothing wrong with that, but it's just not my calling. It's not my gifting. And vice versa, I got to tell people to pastor people. If God didn't call you to pastor people, and he didn't give you the grace, you can't deal with it. That person he did, they can pull with a whole lot of stuff because of the grace of God in them. Or it could be something else, whatever that is. I don't care. I look at some business that people can run. You know, that's not my grace. That's not my grace. You know, I have not been given the grace to do that. It's not that my gifting is different. Theirs is different. But God has given them the grace, whatever it is, to do whatever they're doing. He said, but I have seen, he said, the travail which God has given to the son of man to be exercised in it. God give. Calls people to have to travail, because that's just like when a woman travails to have a baby. They're laboring. They're fighting against something. They're struggling against something. But he said, God, he said, he has seen the travail which God has given unto the sons of men. And like I said, you know, in everything, whoever it is or whatever it is, if that thing come the way, God has allowed it to come. Because his scripture here is saying that God has given unto the sons of men to be exercised in it. He said he has made everything beautiful in his time. Everything. Okay, how ugly it seemed to be to people, that's why I tell people, you know, I came to a point in my life, I don't look at people as to how they look and how they this and how they that and all that, because in the outside of God, he said everything he made is beautiful and wonderful made. And I have no business calling something ugly that when he said he made it beautiful. Don't care if it's a nose sitting on the back of their head. I don't care if they cripple, if they rag, or whatever, if the mind gone bad, or whatever it is. Because God does not look at people in the outside. We look at people. He looks at people's hearts. But his people, a lot of time in today's, they look at people from the outward man and determine them. But the Bible said, and he has set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the works that God makes from the beginning to the end. God has done this. You know, whether we approve the people, agree with the people, or whatever it is, but I'm trying my best in my life now not to look at people and judge people like that, because God knows them just like he knows me, just like he knows my heart. He knows what he had put in me. I can't say what he put in people unless he choose to tell me. So I don't say they should be doing this, they should be doing that, unless it's living right. Now that, I will say. But anything a lot, what he does is, he does it so that he can get the glory. His name say, not for us. Whenever he gives somebody a different gift than he give me, it's not to please me. It's to please him. Or whatever way he made them. Or whatever way he, whatever. But anyway, the 12th verse says, I know that there is no good in them, in these people, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life. But because of Christ in there. And like this is why I'll say this too. A lot of times people, when I do good, it's because of Christ in me. It's not because I'm so good and all of that. Because if I was a sinner, hadn't got saved and born again, I would be sometime with some people, I'd fool with them, some people I would. You know, and we have to give the glory and honor to God. We are doing whatever it is, a helping people. It's because of him. That's what it is. And I'm trying to do good in my life, what he called good in my life, you know, because he puts it in there for me to do. But the 13th verse, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is a gift for God. I hear people get upset and mad with people because God done blessed them or God done whatever, and they enjoy what he gives them, they enjoy their labor, and they do whatever they want to do to get whatever they want to get. You know, and people are really actually telling people to they shouldn't enjoy what it is. But when he say in his word to enjoy, to drink and eat, enjoy the good of all his labor, it is a gift from God. So for me to tell somebody they shouldn't enjoy, you know, what they're labor for them bed, for them bought, for them this, I'm telling people to disobey the word of God. You know, so we have to always stick with the word of God. That's why I tell people, you know, it's best to get in the word, to read the word of God. I don't have no problem with someone else because they try to enjoy, you know, what they're in labor, what they're in work for, what they're in about, or what they want to spend. But, you know, that's not my business. So that's what he said, because it is a gift of God. You know, if they want to waste it, hey, they have to give an account to him. It's a gift of God, you know. But the Bible says, I know, putting but that whatsoever God does, it shall be forever. Whatsoever he does. That's anything, all things, or whatever terminology we want to use. He said nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it, and God does it, and men should fear a reverence before him. Not try to change, you know, things or whatever God did, or try to add to it. And scripture tells us, even in the book of Revelation, that even the word of God, we should not add to it and take from it. And I see today, I was talking to the Lord, and I was listening to some stuff, and this stuff of how people, you know, God is giving other people revelation of whatever the word, and they saying, but it ain't that, and it should be this, and it should be that, you know, and all of this. But like I say, each and every person, that when they stand before God, or when they study the word of God, God gives you at their level. And I think about when it was Paul, the apostle, and Paul and them couldn't get along because the Holy Spirit taught Paul. And so Paul had a different revelation, different way he saw things, different way he do things. It didn't mean that he wasn't a man of God and the apostles was. It was just the way that they was taught and who taught them. And when Paul went away and he was taught, but the apostle had a problem with it. That's just like today's. People have a problem with somebody else. They don't understand. That's the way the Holy Spirit don't talk to them. That's something to do with the level of spirituality, where they are in Christ. And sometimes people just see things differently. You know, it's the same thing, but they see something different in it. I don't think that somebody's guilty in a certain thing, and they can look at that thing and see something, how to make it, how to do it. If they're not gifted in it, I can look at it and I can see nothing, how they're going to make nothing out of it. But it's not my gifting. God gave them a different insight upon it. But anyway, the Bible says, that which has been is now, and that which is to be has already been, and God requires that which is to pass. So it's nothing God eliminates, get rid of it. It's nothing happened that has not already happened in life, even to people, whatever people are doing. It's amazing now that people think that some of the stuff people are doing, it never happened before. But it has happened before. Maybe nowadays, this is more worse and more people doing it, but it's still not nothing about it. There is not nothing new upon the sun. And this is why a lot of times I tell people, I listen to people talk. And I tell God, they don't really believe your word. You know, well, why did this happen? This shouldn't have happened. People backsliding. I don't know why they backsliding. They always have backsliding. Somebody backsliding. It's going to always will be. That's reality. That is truth. You know, that is actual facts too. So we just have to really work on and think and praise God for whatever he's doing. But anyway, the scriptures say, I said in my heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. This is what God's word says. He said, in my heart, concerning the estate of the sons of men, that God might manifest and reveal them, that they might see that they themselves a beast. The mankind, what he's saying, for that which befalls the son of man, befalls beast. Even one thing befalls them, as one dies, so dies the other. Yea, they have all one breath, so that man has no preeminency above a beast, for all is vanity, empty, nothing, for the same. All go to one place, all are the dust, and all turn to dust again. Who knows the spirit of man that goes upward and the spirit of the beast that goes downward to the earth? This is what scripture says. Wherefore I perceive that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his own work, for that is his portion. For who shall bring him to see what shall be after him? So we're just singing praise God for the word tonight. We're singing praise God for, you know, for he brought forth and to me he did his will. I thank God for me yielding to his spirit. And to all that he is and whatever he's doing right now, we just give him all the glory. We continue to pray. We continue to lift him up for the people that was wanted prayer and needed prayer. We thank him. We praise for that tonight. We ask God to just to bless, you know, just continue to bless and let his divine will be done. And we're going to go ahead and log off right now. And we just, until the next time, which will be Friday night. 9 o'clock, and so we thank and praise God for all things. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.